my most favorite place in the whole world. Because this is where I listen to my story record of the Sleeping Beauty. It is excellent. A man makes all the words of the story, but the music makes it too. It's by a very famous man. His name is Ter Tchaikovsky. I know he's good because he writes too for TV cartoons. Sometimes the music, it's beautiful. Like long lines up in heaven. Sometimes it's scary, like scratching glass. See, it's about a mommy and a daddy, a king and queen, and they wanted a baby more than anything in the whole world. So the mommy prayed and prayed until one day a frog jumped in her tub and said, "Ribbit, you're gonna have a baby." That's how it happens. And she did. And she was the happy... Yeah? Yeah! I'm sorry, Mommy! I did my bestest! Hear that voice, sort of like scratching glass? That's my mom. She's what we call on the warpath because I didn't clean up good. I did my bestest. It's just my hands don't work good like hers. She makes things look like they've never been used before. But when I'm dancing to the Tita Tchaikovsky, my hands work excellent. They would be like birds or like butterflies. Or... No, Mikey. No, I am not Elephantine. Get out of here, you bum. That's my brother, Mikey. He don't appreciate good dancing. I mean, if a real ballet man came and saw me, he'd know how good I am, because I play every single part. I play the daddy king and the mommy queen and the baby. They're so happy to have. They're so happy for this baby, they decide to make a giant party in her honor, and they're going to invite all the most specialist fairies in the whole kingdom. Now, here they got a problem, because they're 13 most specialist fairies, but they only have 12 gold dishes. And number 13 is like a juvenile delinquent or something like that, so they don't invite her. But then they make the banquet. It is excellent.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. I'll be right down.
My mom wants to have a conference, but I'll be right back, okay?
Here I come!
My mom and I, we went shopping today and to see the clicking doctor. I call him the clicking doctor because whenever I stand on the scale to get weighed, he goes. My mom was showing me where the carrot and celery sticks are. She's always looking at me and saying, "Mallory Mullen and Shirma Feldman are such pretty girls. You could be a pretty girl if you lost weight. If you kept your hair out of your eyes. If you lost weight. If you stood up straight. If you lost..." Well, after the clicking doctor, we went to the store called Brinaldi's. It's a dress shop. And there was a dress in the window I wanted badder than any dress in the whole world. It had a long pink ruffly skirt and long pink arms with little laces around the wrist. My mom said it wasn't right for my body type. I had to get brown and white stripes up and down. But look here in my dress up. When I'm being the Sleeping Beauty, I get to wear the most beautifulest clothes in the whole world. See, a big ruffly skirt I put on, and a lace shawl, and a pointed princess hat with lace coming from it. Now, I'm a real princess. They threw the party for the baby, and each fairy gave her a special gift. They gave her the gift of niceness, and the gift of kindness, and the gift of chubbiness. That's good for keeping warm in the winter. And the number 11 fairy gave her the gift of personability. That is very important to have. And after the number 11 fairy gave her gift, the number 13 come. She is really mad. "I'm really mad because you didn't invite me to the party for the baby. See that baby? She's gonna die. Reach 15, prick her finger on a spindle and die, so there."
"No, Mikey. No, it wasn't funny. No, it wasn't hysterical either. Get out of here, you bum!
Let me tell you what my brother did to me. Last night, he calls me into the family room and gets everyone there. Then he points at me and he says, "Your epidermis is showing." Well, I look to make sure nothing bad is sticking out. But he keeps pointing at me. So I check to see that all my zippers are up. But he keeps pointing and laughing. And I started to cry. Do you know what epidermis is? Well, finally, he tells me. It's a fancy science word for skin.
I didn't think that was funny, Mikey!
Like it wasn't funny what that number 13 fairy did to the Sleeping Beauty. But the number 12, she comes jumping out from behind curtains where she's hiding, and she says, "That was bad." But it wasn't so bad that I can't make it a little better. See that baby? Gonna have to pick a finger. Sorry, folks. But instead of dying, she's gonna sleep for 100 years. But the daddy king says, "No way, Jose, that's my baby and I love her. She's not gonna sleep, she's not gonna die, cause I'm gonna have every spindle burned down." And he did. And the baby grew up to be nice and kind and extremely personable. Until my 15th birthday, when my parents said,
"Yeah! Yeah! Okay, Mommy!"
Look, I gotta go downstairs and have my dinner. But don't go nowhere, because I'm almost done with the story, okay?
Here I come!
We got report cards today. School isn't my best subject. My brother Mikey, he works hard. Me, like the checkmark says, need improvement, need improvement, need improvement. I used to think that if you used the pencil of a really smart kid, you'd get smart answers like them. Didn't work. There are these three reading groups in my school. Sherman Feldman is in the Robins, and Mallory Mullen is in the Blue Jays. Me? Pigeons. Finally, my mom thought I was this thing called retarded. So she took me to a place, the Board of Education. There were a trillion steps and big pillars and a man with real thick glasses. His eyes look like fish eyes behind them. And he says to me, "Now do these tests and puzzles, Judy." And when I was done, my mom says to him, "Well, is she retarded?" He said that I wasn't exactly retarded, but that I was this thing called slow. You know, nobody cared if the Sleeping Beauty was smart, because she had personability, and everyone loved her for that. We love you, Sleeping Beauty. I love you, Mom and Dad. We'll see you after we make some visits this afternoon to celebrate your 15th birthday. Farewell, farewell. And I went dancing all around the kingdom, graceful and lovely, and I visited everything until I saw it. A tower like I never seen before. And the music is pulling me there like scratching glass. I go in the bottom door and up and around to the top. I see a little old lady who is working on a machine like I never seen before.
"Excuse me, ma'am. What is that?"
It's a spindle, dear. Would you like to try it?"
"Yes. If I might." And you see, I know what it is. But if I don't touch it, I'll never get to grow up, have my own castle, be my own queen. "Thank you, ma'am."
I'm on the ground. But look it closely, 'cause I'm not dead. I'm only sleeping. And look, everything's gone to sleep with me. The tower and the fly on the wall. And look, the fire under the cook stove, and my mom and dad, the king and queen, and my brother and all the lords and ladies. And everything is sleeping with me. And
A giant vine twine green blanket grows up around us to protect us and keep it warm. It gets thicker and thicker and thicker.
Till a long time passes, and the son of a real king comes riding through, and the vine twine green blanket opens up. And he comes riding up to the tower where I am, and the music is pulling him like long lines from heaven to the door. And he comes up and around, and he sees me lying there. Now, I can only guess that 100 years in his lips came exactly at the same time, because he leaned over and... my eyes flutter open. Excuse me, are you the son of a real king? Is everybody sleeping? You didn't ask permission for that kiss, but I'll get back to you in a minute. I have to go wake everybody up. And I went dancing down from the tower and into the woods where the birds and the butterflies flitted upon my arms and legs. And then I gracefully leapt into the castle where I waked up my mommy and my daddy, who were nice to me, and my brother, who kissed my hand. I woke up the cook, who gave me a giant piece of chocolate cake, and I woke everybody. And they started dancing around and around in a giant circle. And the music got so big it was gonna burst. And the prince comes through and he bows low. He says, "Will you dance with me?" I say, "You bet, prince. Sleeping Beauty, I love you, I know it!" "Yeah? Yeah, Mommy! Mommy, just wait 1 minute, okay?" And the prince says, "Sleeping Beauty, I love you, I say, I know it!" "Yeah! Yeah, I know we have to have a conference about report cards, 1 minute!" And the... "Yes, Mommy! Yes, I know report cards are significant! Yes, this young lady will come downstairs this instant. No, I'm not doing nothing that's so important." Yes, I am. And the princess, Sleeping Beauty, I love you. Will you marry me? I say, "Prince, you're on." Me and the prince, we get married, and we live happily ever after.